Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future podcast. I'm Todd Norquist at the Center for Science and Culture, and this is the ID Book of the Week. This week's featured ID book is Darwinism, Design, and Public Education, edited by John Angus Campbell and Stephen C. Meyer. Articles from a number of authors, including David Berlinski, Michael J. Behe, William A. Dembski, Gordon C. Mills, Massimo Pigliucci, Alvin Plantinga, William Provine, and Michael Ruse, Michigan State University Press, 2004. This balanced volume contains essays by both supporters and critics debating intelligent design and whether design should be allowed in the public school science classes. The scholars approached the question from the standpoints of constitutional law, philosophy, rhetoric, education, and science. Legal scholar David DeWolf argues that teachers should have the academic freedom to discuss intelligent design in the classroom because of its empirical, non-religious basis. John Angus Campbell sees intelligent design as the pedagogical and historical antithesis to neo-Darwinism, both of which must be taught if students are to properly understand biological origins. Pro-design technical arguments reach into many forums. William Dembski finds that many scientific fields already use design reasoning to detect intelligent causation via specified complexity. Stephen Meyer applies such reasoning to argue for design of the encoded information in DNA in the origin of life. While Michael Behe argues that irreducibly complex molecular machines were designed, Stephen Meyer, Paul Chin, and others argue that there is design indicated by the rapid origin of the animal phyla during the Cambrian explosion. And Paul Nelson and Jonathan Wells argue that design is the best explanation for homology and genetic convergence in biology. Then, too, are the articles critical of intelligent design. Celeste Michelle Condit argues that the natural origin of rock bridges provide a useful analogy to defeat Behe's arguments about the supposed unevolvability of irreducibly complex machines. Bruce H. Weber contends that we should not rule out evolutionary explanations, arguing that there are many promising accounts for biochemical evolution in the scientific literature. Massimo Pigliucci attacks the funding sources of intelligent design proponents and suggests that natural selection can produce specified complexity. Michael Ruse proposes that critics are far more valuable in intellectual debate than our friends, and goes on to call design religion, and explains that neither religiously oriented popular versions of Darwinism nor intelligent design belong in the classroom. Ruse contends that the science classroom should teach only professional Darwinism. This book provides an excellent and readable source of primary literature for and against intelligent design. In light of the recent national debate of how to teach evolution, you would be well advised to pick up a copy of Darwinism, Design, and Public Education, edited by John Angus Campbell and Stephen C. Meyer, Michigan State University Press, 2004. Be sure to visit us at www.discovery.org/podcasts. And while you're online, be sure to visit our sister site at idthefuture.com for news about intelligent design. I'm Todd Norquist at ID the Future at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finnick. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.